situation. Because here we're talking about they both died at the same time. So the Maisa, then we say the baby died first. The Maisa, the mother gave died. The Shashi is giving birth. Or the Shashi, after during pregnancy, so we'll say then as well for sure the baby died first. And the mother, then the mother died. So that's why there's no Yerusha. Because this type of halacha could only apply if the baby was really born. The mother died first, but the baby was born. So the baby's alive. Now that the baby's alive, the baby yashins his mother. And then when he dies, his brothers take over his chelik. But in the case where he wasn't born yet, so he was only an uber, so then we say, l'maisa, he died before the mother. So the uber, the baby, died first, then there's no Yerusha. How could he yashin his mother? He died first. That's the most terrible. To whom mayis b'reisha? V'yeina ben yerush asima b'kever. If the baby died first, and then the mother died, a baby does not yashin his mother when he's in the kever already, when he's like buried already. What would be the geitu? Lahan chil liyachem menav. To give over the Yerusha to his brothers. We'll see later on, there are certain cases like this, where b'kever, you could yashin something just to give it over to somebody else. There are such a lot of like that. A son can yashin his father that was dead already to give it over to his children. But you can't yashin in order here, a son can't yashin his mother to give over to his brothers. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah in Ida. Therefore, it's only negayah if the baby was born already. If the baby was born, so the baby yashins his mother, and then when he dies, the Yerusha that he got, he gives over to his brothers. Vashaykin, if he wasn't born yet, he would not yashin his mother to give it over to the brothers since he's bekever already. So Mer says, Lameimra, to you, my Bresha. You're telling me so surely that it has to be the baby died first. I, however, it was a case. However, there was once a case. That the wife of the pregnant lady died, and they opened her up and took out the baby, and the baby still moved around three times. So it hasn't been written, the mashma, the baby was still alive. So even though the mother died already, mashma, the baby was still alive. So it's possible to say that the baby dies a second after the mother. So the baby was still alive, so it's going to be a kashinus mishnah, according to Rosh Hashanah. If the baby was alive when the mother died, so why don't we say the baby yashined his mother first, and then the brothers get it? So Mar says no. Oma mar bar ravashi, midi di heve yazonev halto. I'll tell you, it's just like the tale of a halto, of a sheretz.
Be alive after the mother's dead.
Then it jumps around. Even if you cut off the tail, still the tail moves around.
How
can
a child be alive after
the mother's dead? See, it might say, the baby moved yet? The Gemara says, that's nothing. Just the fact that it moved, that's how you cut off the tail must also still move. That's not a proof that the baby's still alive. Ma brei de Rav Yosef, mishmei de Rav Omar. He runs different shan this Mishnah Nida. That's what the Mishnah Nida says, that a ben yoymechad, mashma, only when he's born and one day old, then he yashins. That Mishnah means, loymar, shemamayet pechelet pechera. That means that is a loch when the father dies, the bechor takes two portions. Now he takes two portions, depending upon how many other brothers are alive now when the father dies. Let's say there are three brothers all together, so we make believe that there are four shares here, and the bechor gets two portions of that. Now, if the baby was born already, and then the father dies, so the baby is considered like another brother, and therefore the bechor has to be split like five parts. Now, this halacha v'dafka ben yemechad, only because the baby was really born already. The baby, let's say, the case where the mother was pregnant, and then the mother gave birth, and then the father died. So now, the bechor, how much of a portion does he get? The baby is considered like a brother. So with the baby, now there are four brothers. We have to divide up the property in fives, and the bechor gets one extra portion of that. Abel uber, but let's say when the father died, the mother was just pregnant, she didn't give birth yet, loy. Then the bechor, how much of a portion does the bechor get when he gets two portions? He gets two portions of how many brothers are alive right now when the father dies. Even though later when the mother gives birth, true, that baby will get a Yerusha or get a chelek like a regular brother. But that does not take away from the Bechor. The Bechorah gets a double portion. His double portion is double of how many brothers are alive right now when the father died. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That the baby is only one day old, we include him in the Chalukim, and he takes away from the Chalik of the Bechorah. My time, what's the reason? Abul Ubalai, but if the mother didn't give birth yet, then no. My time, what's the reason? V'yoldoloi Amar Rachmona. Says the Pasuk, V'yoldoloi, Mashma, the Bechor is what was born. So a Bechor only applies to how many kids were born already to him. Then we said the Lachar is that we give a Yerush, the Bechor gets two portions. But it says Lashon of if Yodoloi, only one was born already. Mashenkin, if the mother is pregnant and she gives birth later, even though that son will yashin, but he won't take away from the chelik of the Bechayra. The Yodolam Rechmona. The Yoma, ma bread Rab Yosef, mishmei de Rovo, ma bread Rab Yosef, said over the name of Rovo, ben shemolad liyacha misasoviv. If let's say the mother was pregnant when the father died, and the mother gave birth later, so there's a son born after the father died already. The lochur is Eino Mamayet Bechelik Bechayra. He does not take away from the Chelik of the Bechayra. In other words, that the Bechor gets a double portion, he gets a double portion of how many brothers are alive at the time when the father died. My time, what's the reason? The Yod Eloi Amrachmana Voleka. We have to go how many sons are born to him, to the father, when the father's alive. The Yod Eloi. Mashu was born to the father. As the Bechor was totally, and when the father died, how many kids are alive already? That's Pshan the Mishnah. Says there's no kash on Rosheshes. That's why the Uber does not get a chelik. Doesn't mean that doesn't get a chelik in Yerusha. Yerusha could be an Uber does have, but just means here he does not take away from the chelik of the Bechor. The Surya Masnochi in the town Surya, they learned this way. The Pumpadisa Masnochi. In the town Pumpadisa, they learned it like this. That Omama bred Rabbi Yosef. Mishmei de Rava, he said over like this, that Bechor Shenolad, Liyacha Misa Saviv, that the Bechor that's born after his father died, is Eino Noito Pishnaim. He does not take two portions. My time, what's the reason? Yakir, Rabbi Rachmana, the lace of the Yakir. There has to be that the father recognized him. If he wasn't alive yet, the father didn't recognize him, wouldn't tell two portions. So this is a modern, what's the loch here, what the father has, the Bechor, Firashi, Rashbam, Bechor ha-nevod liyacha misasav, the Bechor that was born after the father died. Mechorah, what's negated to? It can't be any more children.
So what does Rashbam say?
That says, Bechor ha-nevod liyacha misasav, Kagain, Yodotun, that would be a case. Ah, very good. Case for the mother now gave birth to two twins. Case of twins. Two boys. Oi, Hoya Liyakov Noshim Harbe, the husband had a few wives. To Noilad Ruvain Acha Misasa Malaya Vyasim Rachel. And that's the case. As the father died, at the time he had no sons at all. After he died, then his wife gave birth to twins. So the first one's a Bechor, the second one's a regular one. That's the Chiddush they learned, that the firstborn does not get a Chilek HaBechor. Why? Because the Pesach says, Yakir, HaBechor is only if the father recognized him. And here the father never recognized him, the father never saw him. So that's not a loch of a Bechor. Yeah. Where it says, V'ruchus HaLochir is Kuchol HaNe Mishnah. We pass on both of these halochis. That by a Bechor, there's a special loch, he has to be alive when the father was alive. The halacha b'chor is only if the father saw the b'chor, and also the other brothers that take away from the chilek of b'chora are only brothers that are alive b'shas the father died. But if a son is born later after the father dies, that son does not take away from the chilek of the b'chora. The yomama b'rev Rabbi Yosef, Mishmer the Rava, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, ha-mazakel yubid alochor is leikona. You know, if somebody wants to give a present to an uber, to a pregnant lady, to the baby there, is lekona. V'im toimai, he asked me a question, Mishnah Seinu. I now, Mishnah's mashma, that if a father wants to give a present to his son, when his wife is pregnant, It says I'll give $100 if it's a boy, or $200 to the girl. Sal Mishnah's Mashmi could give the present, even though right now the baby's an Uber, it's not born yet. So I tell you, Ahoyo v'daito shalodom, kroy v'etze v'nei. Could be made by Mishnah's a special svara by a father to his own son. Somebody else, Taka, cannot be Mazak and the Uber. If somebody else wants to give a present to a pregnant lady, to that Uber, to the baby, nothing doing. It's called the Dovah Shloba Le'erlam. You cannot give a Kenyan a present to an Uber. Mashenka and the father himself, since there's a slur of Daita Shalodom, Kroy V'leitza B'noi, a father's das is close, very close to his own son. So therefore, to his own son, he has das to give it to him. So therefore, this is one of the proofs that Rasson from Le'erlam is Rasson and Simicha's das. That usually we say if something is not in the world yet, even though you say you want to give it, you don't really mean it. Since the mice is not here yet, you do not really, really mean it. So that's why to regular Uber, to a pregnant lady, you can't give a present to the baby. The baby is not born yet, you can't give it. Now, shaking over here, we say a father, when he talks about his wife, a pregnant wife, to give a present to that baby, as Kroiva he has das, therefore here it's Chal. That's Shana Mishnah. Oh, Malay Shmuel, Le Rab Chon and the Gittator, he told her, Yom Hashur, Shul, Sefer, Chon, and Megiddator, put go out. I see Libay Aser, bring me in 10 people. The Yem and Achor, be upon it. I want to stand in front of these 10 people. That the Locha is, Ha Mezak and Liyub Bekona. The heel is just the opposite. If you Mezak and Liyub, you are Kona. But the Yuchel said, what's the Locha? Not like that. Ha Mezak and Liyub, like Kona. That's what we're passing. That's the Maskona. That's called the Leibol Liyelam. It's called, it's not here in the world yet. And therefore, like Kona. If somebody else wants to give a present to an Uber, the kinyan is not chal. By a father, that's our mission, that could be it is chal. But somebody else is called the Loi Bol Yelam, and the kinyan is not chal. Alright, turn over.
But
if a father wants to give a present to the baby in his wife's stomach, that's Shanaf Da Mishnah, that the father could give a present to the baby. The Gemara says, Hahu, there was a case. A husband was like getting married a second time to a new wife, and he said like this to her, that nichsan lebni teheveli minoch. I want to give this field for present to the son that I'll have from you. She's not even pregnant yet, just getting married. Stami says he wants to give a present to the baby that I'll have from you. So that was so bad that that means nothing. Since the maaseh she's not pregnant now, that's like a davar shelo b'lirim, that means nothing. So far what the father said meant nothing. What happened was, also break Shisha, like he had an older son, he had a son already from a different wife, so that son came now to the father and said, Amalei, who gav remayet have your lay? What's going to be with me? Like here you want to give a present, giving a special field away to this new wife you're marrying, to the kid you're going to have from her, what's going to be with me? So Amalei, the father said like this to his son, Zil go, kini kechad mibro. You should become like one of his sons, one of her sons. Like you also should have a kinyan the same way one of the sons will have from her will be zeicha. So Moses says, in such a case, hanich vada lekoni. Avada, the kids he's going to have from this new wife, those kids for sure have no right in any special present. The akapi lefnayu, because the mother's not even pregnant yet. So that's the chlal called not here at all, so vada, that's nothing. That mamish means nothing. Katlis nayo, that's nothing. Yeah. Katlis nayo. Yeah. Hai is chulak lekli b'mokim b'ni, or less le chulak lekli b'mokim b'ni. That's the shell though. But this other son though, does he get something in that? And the father said to his son he had already, you should get like him. Does he get something in that? So b'had the tli, Rashbam says, the tli here means Tli here means a tinigodl, like a big baby. The other parak amirchus asvina. The Yom Rav Nachman, the Hebrew Kievim, Matan Tli Matlisan, Kvashev. Kids have to shallow. The son that came to him, like a big baby, the oldest son, he asked the other wife, came and said, what about me? So the father said then, and you too. So shall, does that mean anything or not? Because maybe just like the first one gets nothing, he also gets nothing. So that's the shallow. Does he get something or not? So the Mara says, Machlokes. Rav Avin, Rav Mesha, Rav Yirmiya, the Yarmah, they say, Is Chalak Likni B'mokam B'ni. Yes, this older son gets something. Rav Avua, Rav Chanina, Bar Papi, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, the Yarmah, they say, Les Chalak Likni B'mokam B'ni. No, he gets nothing special. The older son, the son that he had, gets nothing special. So, O Malay, Rav Avua, Rav Yirmiya, Hilchasa Kavosam. Oi, Hilchasa Kavosaychu. Who's a lach like you or like us? Or Malay said back, Pshita, Tilchus Takavosan. Of course the lach is like us. You know why? The Keshishna, Minaycha, we're older than you. And Velav Hilchus Takavasaycha, the lach is not like you, the Dadakiyosan, you're much younger. So Malay said back to what's going on here. Midi be Keshishusa, Talia Milsa. Is this totally an age? What's the difference who's older, who's younger? The time of Talia Milsa, it's totally in Svara. Let's think. Let's look over what's the story here. The time am I, why are we saying Taka that this son is not Kreiner? Because the time am I, Zil Lagabed Rab Avin, I went upon Rab Avin, the Asafatonale, he explained to me, the Karkish.